From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has hailed the significant progress the world has made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, Mr. Obama said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the radioactive elements necessary to build nuclear bombs. The president told a smaller gathering of nations most closely involved, that is, in last year's nuclear agreement with Iran, that the deal achieved a substantial success.
After nearly 2 years of intensive negotiations, backed by strong sanctions, the countries represented in this room achieved what decades of animosity and rhetoric did not, a long-term deal that closes off every possible path to building a nuclear weapon and subjects Iran to the most comprehensive nuclear inspections ever negotiated.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that the Islamic State group could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear program has also been closely studied. A U.S. military spokesman says that he wants Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to know the U.S. and its allies are hunting him. Colonel Steve Warren said from Baghdad Friday the Islamic State leader will meet the same fate as other terrorist leaders.
We're going to find Baghdadi, and he will taste justice. I don't know if that justice will look like a Hellfire missile or if it'll look like a dark prison cell somewhere, but he will find justice one day.
Warren said he was not sure people in Palmyra, Syria, recently recaptured from the Islamic State, are any better off. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey, as required under a deal negotiated between the European Union and Turkey. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR says measures must be taken to ensure the human rights of all those returned are protected.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming notes on the island of Lesbos, some 2,300 refugees and migrants are crammed into a detention center meant to hold 2,000 people.
People are sleeping in the open, and food supply is insufficient, and anxiety and frustration are widespread.
She says uncertainty, lack of information, and the limited capacity of Greek authorities to register asylum claims are creating a chaotic situation throughout the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says a Liberian woman has died from Ebola, the West African country's third flare-up since last year's outbreak was declared over. The WHO said the woman who died was being transported to a hospital in Monrovia, but died before she arrived. The World Health Organization, along with local authorities, immediately sent rapid response teams to the community where the woman lived, just outside Monrovia, and to the clinic where she was receiving treatment prior to her transfer. An investigation has been launched, and individuals who might have come in contact with her are being investigated. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 215,000 jobs in March, while the unemployment rate ticked up slightly. Friday's data from the Labor Department shows the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5% as hundreds of thousands of unemployed Americans began looking for work. Employment rose in retail, construction, and health care, while manufacturing and mining saw job losses. Data show that 8 million Americans are still unemployed, while another 6.1 million want full-time work but can find only part-time jobs. On Wall Street, that employment report sent stock prices higher near the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.7%. The S&P 500 was up nearly 0.6%. The NASDAQ was up almost 1%. European and Asian markets ended Friday's trading lower. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.